This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Tokyo 2020 Olympic Organizing Committee said Saturday international spectators will not be allowed to enter Japan during this year's delayed Olympic Games and Paralympic Games amid concerns over the coronavirus. Tickets purchased by overseas residents will be refunded, according to the president of the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee, Seiko Hashimoto. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said the move was made for the safety of everyone concerned.
And I really feel sorry for this situation, but it is a necessary decision because we have to respect the safety of all the participants.
The Olympic Games were postponed last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. They are now scheduled for July 23rd to August 8th, with the Paralympics from August 24th to September 5th. After a testy two-day meeting between the two nations' top diplomats, China says it has agreed with the United States to take up climate change and a handful of other issues. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The meeting in Anchorage, Alaska, was marked by acrimonious public exchanges. But Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the two sides did manage to tackle an expansive agenda.
Iran, on North Korea, on Afghanistan, on climate, our interests intersect.
The official Xinhua news agency says China and the U.S. have decided to set up a working group on climate change and hold talks on consular missions and issues related to each nation's journalists. However, U.S. officials say no formal agreements have been reached on resuming any dialogues or starting new initiatives.